Good morning. Happy Easter. Well, I'm going to do this first since I almost forgot it last week. We have our prize winner for this week's Family Faithline Challenge. I hope that you all had a wonderful time with your family, remembering each of the days and events of Holy Week. Let's see. Our winner is the Leomiti family. Congratulations. Watch your email for your prize. And I hope that you all stay active on our Family Faithline challenges this coming week. Well, Easter's a little bit different this year, but I hope that you all have some sort of Easter egg hunt planned at home. And once we get back together again as a church, we can have a big one to celebrate. But as you can see, I brought my Easter basket to share with you this morning. Usually there's some candy or perhaps a small toy, but I thought we could check out my Easter basket together. So let's see, what do we have first? Oh, chocolate. It's not Easter without chocolate, right? I think so. What's next? Oh, some more candy, maybe some stickers. Ah, can't forget the Easter bunny. Let's see, maybe a toy. Oh, look, it's Boo. Gotta love Boo. What's next? Oh, we did that one already. Yeah, orange one. Who is it? This one's stuck. Captain America. My favorite, somebody knows me. What's next? Oh, a cross. Wouldn't be Easter without the cross. And last, let's see, I saved the green one for last. Green's my favorite color. What's it gonna be? It's empty. Why would I have an empty Easter egg in my basket? That's a little bit disappointing, don't you think? Maybe not. An empty Easter egg might be disappointing, but an empty tomb on Easter morning was definitely something to celebrate. The Bible tells us about when two women went inside the tomb, they found that Jesus was not there. At first, they thought that someone had stolen his body, but inside the tomb, there was an angel. And the angel told them, "He's not here. He is risen, just as he said he would. Come, see the place where he lay." And all that the women found were the linen cloth that had been wrapped around his body. This empty Easter egg reminds us that Jesus' tomb was empty and that he's risen, just like he said he would. And today is the day that we remember that. Today is the day that we sing Alleluia. You know, Miss Becky, this song has been on my heart all night and into the morning. We sing Alleluia because the Lamb has overcome. When the angel told the ladies that he had risen from the dead and that he was alive, they took off running. They went to share that news with the disciples. And they ran so fast, and they were talking so fast that at first people couldn't really understand them because they were so excited. Do you think that we could get that overexcited about our Jesus? Knowing about the freedom that he gave us when he rose from the dead. We have a hope that outlasts all of our temporary circumstances. And a new life that lasts forever. Not only was Jesus born, but he lived and died and came back to life. This is the culmination of God's big rescue plan for us. The news of Easter is so great. How can we help share that good news? Alleluia has been on my heart, so I made this big Alleluia poster. And we don't have as much time with our friends, but we know that lots of people are out walking or driving in their cars, So I challenge each of you, either print out this poster from your email or let me know and I'll print it out for you, color it and hang it on the window in your house so that you can help share that good news of Easter, not only today, but in the days to come, that we can share that hope that God gave us on that Easter morning. Would you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for saving us, and thank you for the love that you have for each and every one of us, and that we can live with the hope of Easter. Help us to share that hope with others. Thank you for your Son. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.